All right, this is Derek Warren here interviewing Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons. We're going to talk about Canine Deputy Dale. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, great, Derek. Yeah, it's always good to be here to talk to you.
Yeah, well, Canine Dale has been received very well by the community already. I know that much so far. Just kind of give an overview of how he came to the Effingham County Sheriff's Office. Where did you hear about it?
Well, that's a story in itself, because the who thought of this idea was Dale's handler, Deputy Ritz. He came to me several months ago with this idea, an idea of a therapy dog. And I think that is the first time I'd heard it. I had to ask him what it was and what the purpose in it was. And when he first told me, you know, I mean, it sounded like a good idea. But, you know, then again, I'd never seen it before. And I thought, I just wasn't sure about it. I'll say that maybe I wasn't completely sold the first time I heard about it. Because, you know, canines, they take work. They take work. You have to care for them. You know, they take a little money. So I wasn't initially sold on the idea when Deputy Ritz first brought it to me.
What was it changed your mind? Did you meet the dog first before you changed your mind on it?
Yeah, actually I did, because we had, at that time, a trial going on in Effingham. And that trial involved a lot of small children that had been victimized. And we had a civilian, Donna Rulo, had dogs, canines, trained as therapy dogs. And investigator Lieutenant Webb from the city police, told me that he would really appreciate it if I would allow that dog to come in to meet with the kids while they're waiting, and to be in the waiting room while they were there. And what could I say? You know, I hadn't been in favor of having animals inside the courthouse, but when you're asked by, you know, the lieutenant, Effingham City, an investigator, somebody I respect, I said, sure, you know, well, let's try that. We'll do that. And it was great. Some of the parents talked to me about how much easier it made that visit to the courthouse. Because the courthouse, let's face it, you know, I mean, I work there. I'm in there almost every day. But to someone that's not accustomed to it, especially a child, that'd be a scary place. And then having to talk about these things that happened. So it was a success when we used it and used Donna's dog in that instance. So, you know, I thought maybe I do see the benefits of this. Maybe that we could use this to our advantage and to help people. But I think what sealed the deal for me is Deputy Ritz came to me and he had a plan. We got Deputy Dale from Florida. I think the county there trains these dogs. Their inmates help train these dogs, screen them and train him. So Dale was a shelter dog that came off the street, and he was trained by the county inmates. He passed his tests, and the only thing it cost us was the travel time and the lodging for Deputy Ritz while he was in Florida. So, you know, it was a very cost-effective program. And then, of course, when Dale came back, I say it, I laugh about it, everybody loves Dale. He has quite a personality, and the short time he's been here, we've had a lot of success with him. So I'm a firm believer now. You know, when you think of police dogs, you might think a little more, you know, rough and tumble and fearless, but this is a little different program.
Yeah, different objectives on it for sure, because the dog is there to help them mentally for the not only the people in these situations, but also the sheriff's office and the deputies themselves.
And you know, that's not what the program was about, envisioned. It wasn't as support for the officers. Dale wasn't brought here to help us in our mental health. But I tell you, Derek, when he comes into the office, you can tell almost when he's there, because everybody has just a little bit different attitude. You know, I know I do because I keep a toy or two in my office, and he will come. And if my door's not open, he'll stand at the door and look in the long window to see, you know, till he gets my attention. And it does. It changes. It just changes people's attitudes, their outlooks on things. So I know that it works because I see it work. I think he makes things happen without ever, you know, really trying. And I know that has to take a certain kind of personality too. And Dale has it because he's always, you know, full of fun and bouncing around. But I see it work even in our office.
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to have a positive impact, not only outward, but inward in the office as well. And bringing in a dog, who doesn't love a great little dog like that? I mean, he's about a three-year-old poodle mix from Florida, been trained and everything. I mean, that's a great program to have and jump on.
Yeah, it has worked out great for us. And I think probably the person that sees the benefit the most, you know, is Deputy Ritz in the schools. It's so funny. Deputy Ritz told me that if he goes into a school without Dale, and maybe you've heard him say this before, but the kids will say, hey, they don't say hello or good morning, Deputy Ritz. It's, where's Dale? Why isn't Dale with you? And he laughs and says that they even say, can you even be in here without Dale? But when he walks down the hallways and stops to talk to kids, Dale plop down, sit right on the floor, and pet and talk to Dale. He says it's really been a barrier breaker. And he told me just the other day that he can tell between last semester and now the end of school now that, you know, the kids are a lot more open to him. And maybe especially some of them that were always a little bit leery. But now that he's Dale's friend or has Dale with him, he feels like he's much more approachable.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a goal of the program. Not the only goal, but it was a goal of the program. And so far that has worked out really well.
I'm glad to hear about all this. I mean, it's not your standard hire, obviously, at the sheriff's office, having a little canine in there. It'd be usually for a different reason. But this is something that is not often thought about as something that's important for not only the community, but for the sheriffs themselves. And you know, it's been a big hit.
And I think you're right, Derek, because that was probably sort of the barrier that we had to get past with me. I was a canine handler when I was younger for several years, and it was a different kind of program. And my dog was different. My dog was friendly. Good dog, nice dog. That was Fritz, but he wasn't a therapy dog like this. And it took me, I think, a while to recognize the goals of the program and to get my mind about, you know, what we were trying to accomplish with this, with Dale. And it's worked. Deputy Ritz told me something the other day that I laughed out loud. One of the school nurses told him that there just isn't much that Deputy Dale and an ice pack can't fix in the nurse's office. So I think that's happened before. If some, you know, a child gets maybe a little minor injury and he's in the nurse's station, Dale will go see him, and that and an ice pack will fix most things. Of course, not all things, but I think fix most things. And I know, too, along the same line, there was an accident, a vehicle accident, and Deputy Ritz happened to come upon it. Now, there were other police officers there handling the accident, and there were some minor injuries, but he got Dale out because there was a child involved. And Deputy Ritz, you know, commented that what he thought was a little surprising is the child liked Dale, yes, but the young mother, it really seemed to help her, you know, to have Dale there to talk to Dale. And I could see that. I could see how that would work. But we've got a lot of little things like that that are, you know, little success stories. Probably one of the best that we've got going right now, of course, school's coming to an end, but doing a reading program with Dale. Deputy Ritz set up a program at one of the schools, and the kids actually wrote letters to Deputy Dale.
Oh, that's cool.
And he received them, and then Deputy Dale went to the school, and the kids had all picked out one, you know, short children's book that they could read to Dale. And Dale would sit and listen to him read. And I guess there's something about reading to Dale that's different than reading to a teacher or an adult, maybe. But that's been a popular program. And we're going to try to do some more of that this year. And I know Deputy Ritz would like to, maybe participate with some of the libraries or park districts, or maybe something even like Ballard's, to do some of that during the summer to keep us busy, keep us sort of in the program while school's out. And I know Deputy Ritz also plans on trying to visit maybe a couple nursing homes, maybe the hospital if they'll let him. None of those programs are set up yet, and there you know, may be things that don't work out with that for reasons that, you know, I can't name right now, but I think that would be great because, again, Dale seems to make everybody feel a little better everywhere he goes.
It's a universal feeling whenever you're petting a dog. I mean, they're man's best friend for a reason, so it's always nice to hear the impact that a dog can have on the community. It doesn't seem like much, but it goes a long way in certain situations, and he's already shown that it's got a great impact on the community so far.
Yeah, and I think something I like is I also think that it gives us a little bit of a different image, too, because we do have problems that arise, serious problems, and we handle those problems always to the best of our ability. But I like it that people see, too, that we are community oriented, that we're also positive. We have police officers, and thank God that we do, you know, that are fearless, strong people that aren't afraid to do their jobs. We have to have those people, but it's also good to know that we're human and personable too, that we have Deputy Dale, and when we're in the schools or on the street, we're also approachable, and part of the community. So I really like that aspect of the program also.
Definitely. The canine has always been thought of as like the dog that sniffs around the vehicle to find stuff, but this is the different aspect of it that maybe you don't think about. And the mental health aspect of it is key, especially with the heightened awareness toward mental health here lately. And it's a positive impact no matter where you put the dog, for sure.
I have taken a little criticism that as a police agency, we have serious business to attend to, and I know that we take our jobs very seriously, but that we would maybe put resources into such a program that doesn't really fight crime, and I get that, I understand that, but we haven't put a lot of money in this program. This program hasn't cost us, the taxpayers, a bunch. And I think the dividends it pays back to us in the community is much, much greater than, what we've had to put into it. So I think it's really a win-win. And I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see this expanding in other areas and other departments, other agencies. That wouldn't surprise me at all because it's been such a cost-effective program.
Yeah, and something like that, having a dog on scene, it can help prevent stuff in the future as well, bad things from happening in the future, just for having that dog on scene and having it there with, to help the people in an accident or in any sort of bad situation.
Well, I hope it helps us reach some people, that maybe people, children, people that maybe otherwise would be a little more, standoffish or wouldn't think that we would be approachable. So I hope it helps in that aspect too.